USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. Postseason matchups between number 2 Clemson and number 3 Ohio State are becoming a standard college football tradition. The Sugar Bowl will be the fifth time these two programs have met, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Walmart's Twitter account becomes highly political. USA Radio News, Tim Berg reports.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Illegal immigrants can now get a driver's license in Virginia. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
16 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in the United States. A brawl broke out Thursday after the Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the Armed Forces Bowl. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarren Ray was being treated for some sort of concussion after he was on the bottom of the pile during a scrum. State beat Tulsa 28-26. Mississippi State finished the season 4-7. Tulsa finished the season 6-3. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch, 120 miles north of Los Angeles, California, has sold. Billionaire investor Ron Burkle, a former family friend of the Jacksons, bought the 2,700-acre estate. Mr. Burkle paid $22 million, according to public records. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.